This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we hear from an Arizona man who wants you to call him day or night.
But first, how funny can you be if you're running for president? Senator Hillary Clinton must have pondered that yesterday. She got big laughs in Iowa for what seemed like a jab against her husband.
We face a lot of dangers in the world, and in the gentleman's words, we face a lot of evil men. You know, people like Osama bin Laden comes to mind. And what in my background equips me to deal with evil and bad men?
Later, reporters covering the event pushed her to explain. She shot back, "You guys keep telling me to lighten up, be funny. You know, I get a little funny and now I'm being psychoanalyzed." Jeremy Mayer is a public policy professor at George Mason University, and he's here to tell us just how funny a candidate can be. Welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be here.
Well, do you think Senator Clinton was being funny?
I do, actually, and I think it was a smart move on her part.
Because?
Because anyone that is going to be offended on behalf of Bill Clinton for being the butt of a very mild joke was already going to be supporting Hillary anyway. She didn't lose any votes, and I think she gained a little humanity.
Well, why is it important for a candidate to show that side of their personality? Why do they have to be funny?
Well, because if they don't do that, then they look like a stuffed shirt. I mean, one of the great tragedies is that Al Gore is actually in private quite a funny guy. And in 2000, he looked like a stuffed shirt prig. Bob Dole is supposed to be quite funny, and he has in the past been funny on national television. But when he was running in 96, he never let America see that side of Bob Dole.
Well, we have a clip now from one of the masters of political comedy, Ronald Reagan. Let's play that.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Okay, so Ronald Reagan was actually able to do that. Why is he the rarity among political animals? Why was he able to get away with it when others aren't?
Many biographers say Reagan was more comfortable in front of the cameras than when he wasn't in front of the cameras. He had nearly perfect timing. He was known for being able to do those after-dinner one-liners. So when he devastated Mondale in 84 with the age joke, he just demonstrated that in modern politics today, being an actor is a real advantage.
And yet, very few people pull it off.
No, John F. Kennedy did, but you're right. It's rare. It is, and you see that humor holds real dangers as well, as John Kerry so recently found out.
And we have that clip of tape. Let's hear it.
We're here to talk about education, but I want to say something before that. You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Of course, he was saying that that was a joke, but at the time, it didn't really seem like a joke.
Right. I mean, it was a blown joke, and I actually believe John Kerry. I think he was trying to make a joke about George Bush being a C student getting us stuck in Iraq. But in fact, it sounded like he was saying that our troops in Iraq are academic losers and dropouts who aren't smart, and that really hurt Kerry.
Well, do you think it's time for political candidates running for office to have comedy consultants, people on their campaign staff to actually tell them what's funny and how to make a joke?
I think they already do have that. Part of the message team is about how to use humor, and they come up with one-liners to make a joke. For example, the first George Bush, when he said in his canned speech, it was, "My message to murderers is for the death penalty, go ahead, make my day," and Michael Dukakis is "go ahead and have a nice weekend." So using a Clint Eastwood line for humorous effect that really punished Dukakis.
Well, what about his son, the current president?
George Bush in private is supposed to be a big fan of fart jokes. There is a, in the new Woodward book, they talk about him and Karl Rove trading them back and forth. So he has this kind of frat boy humor. It doesn't translate that well on camera. I think the greatest mistake that Bush ever made was in one of these White House correspondence dinners where presidents are supposed to be funny. He prepared a movie that showed him looking all over the White House for weapons of mass destruction. And it was so utterly tasteless. And a group filmed an ad with the sister of a fallen soldier later showing Bush laughing about no weapons of mass destruction. She looks dead in the camera and she says, "My brother died looking for weapons of mass destruction." So presidents and presidential candidates face a real challenge in being funny without being offensive.
Well, yeah, and with that kind of risk, one would think that it would just be safer to avoid humor at all costs.
And yet humor pays great dividends. It humanizes our leaders. It draws attention to their policies. FDR, again, was another master of this. So I think we want our leaders to be humorous and human. We just will punish them for the wrong joke.
Jeremy Mayer is a public policy professor at George Mason University. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.